beautiful song.
当然，我们的诗班也感谢他们美妙的诗歌。他们练得非常辛苦。
And they have practiced so many times. I've never seen a choir practice so many hours, two times a week, and every time two, 3 hours. Wow, this is really something.
我也没看过诗班有这么练得这么认真、这么的努力的诗班。每个礼拜练两次，每次大概都是两三个小时。感谢。
And of course, we want to thank our sister Vivian and David for their direction and for their great work.
那我们特别谢谢我们姐妹 Vivian 姐妹，还有我们的 David 弟兄，感谢他们的带领。
They work so hard. They do such a good job. If there's anything this morning.You think that they miss a little bit here and there? That's my fault, not them. Okay.
如果他们今天早上呢有那么小小的差失的话，绝对不是他们错，大概是错在我。
And also, I'm so glad to see you all worship together with us this morning.
更高兴的是能够与各位一起来敬拜。
And. We are going to talk a little bit more about the play that the children have performed today.
So, 你们今天信息主要是专注在我们今天早上小朋友的表演的那一段。
They were showing to us how the wise men came to see Jesus.
所以他们的表演就告诉我们这些这个博士们是怎么样来。
Many people today think that this may be just a story, a legend, or somebody make up.
有许多人在今天还认为这是一个所谓的传说，是一个故事而已。
But do you know that this was a real, real story in factual history?
但是各位，你们知道这是一个历史的一个真实的历史。
It was recorded by a tax collector.
因为这是一个税吏所记录下来的。
And you know Matthew, he was a tax collector. A tax collector makes sure everything is right, right?
那我们知道马太他是一个收税的一个税吏。那我们知道。收税的人就是要计算得很精准的。
I'm sure that God, the Holy Spirit, taught him, and also he found all this true fact from Joseph and Mary.
所以我们相信他得到这个很多事实的这个真实的记录是从玛丽跟约瑟那里得来的。
And that in Matthew chapter 2, we find this Bible verse.
So, 我们在马太福音第二章，我们看到这个经节。
And it says that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem.
这边讲说，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷。
Now.The history tells us that King Herod at that time was a king that was very powerful. He built palaces. He liked to build many things.
So, 历史上也告诉我们说，这个希律王是当时一个非常大、也非常有势力的一个王。那他特别喜欢建筑许多许多有名的建筑。
And then he was a very cruel king.
同时，他是一个非常残暴的君王。
And some historian said that King Herod was a maniac.
那有些历史学家告诉我们，他是有些精神有些问题的。
In other words, his mind is a little crazy.
换句话说，他有点神经病了。
Why do they say that?
为什么他们这样说呢？
Because he's always skeptical, worried about someone would take his throne away.
因为他老是在那边怀疑，说有人要设计把他王位给他夺走。
So therefore, he killed two of his sons.
他甚至到一个地步，把他自己两个亲生的儿子都杀掉了。
And he killed his brother-in-law.
甚至他的这个弟妹夫。
He killed his mother-in-law.
他的那个
岳母。So you can see this king is really, really bad.
他是一个非常残暴的一个君王。
But during that time, some wise men came to Bethlehem to look for Jesus.
就在这个希律作王的时候，就有几位东方的博士来，约了撒冷来找寻找耶稣。
Now may I ask you how many wise men came?
好，第一个问题啊，有几个博士呢？
Three.
有人说三个的吗？哦，今天你会说三个。还有人有没有别的数目的？
Now, most of the people in the world today think there were three wise men.
因为大部分认为哦，就是三个博士。
Because traditional said so.
因为传统来说就是三个博士。
And because there were three gifts that gave to Jesus.
也因为是有三个礼物呈现给耶稣。
And but the Bible never said three.
但是你看，圣经并没有说是几个，也没有
说
三个。
You know, now, Matthew was a tax collector.
那我们知道，再一次强调，马太是一个税吏。
If it is three, I'm sure he will say three.
如果是三的话，数字非常敏感的哈。如果是三的话，他一定说是三个博士。
But he just say Magi came. He didn't say how many.
他只说有博士来，没有说几个。
The Chinese Bible says several of them came.
Yeah, 中文的圣经其实蛮对，他说有几。
So it could be a four, maybe a team of wise men.
So it could be three, four, or even a pair of wise men.
And also, you know that in the ancient time, when you travel that long, you have to have guards, you have to have servants, you have to have protections.
Yeah, 知道在那个年代的古老年代，要从那么远的地方去旅游的话，一定是有一大队的人，包括仆人。包括卫队等等的。
So that's why when they came to Jerusalem, the whole city was nervous. The whole city knew, ah, there are these people coming to our town.
所以他们这一大队人马一进城，整个城就轰动了。
Now, we know that these people did come from the east.
那我们知道，确信这些人是从所谓的东方来的。
Now, some think that they came from Persia.
有人说他们可能是从波斯王国来的。
Some think that they came from India.
有人说他是说是印度来的。
And would you believe some legend now is still in Catholic temple right in Italy? You know they have some legend to say that some think that wise men came from China.
甚至我们在意大利的这个教堂里面，他们有个传说，他们认为是说天主教的传说，说是从中国来的。
Now we didn't know.
哦，这个我们都不知道了。
Only we know they came from the east.
我们就知道他们从东方来的。
And they came for a long distance and far away.
他们是从很远的东方来的。
So approximately, I would guess they would travel almost a year.To get to Bethlehem.
So, 很可能旅走了大概有一年之久才到了耶路撒冷哦。
They had to overcome the problem of weather, the problem of enemies. They had to seek, they had to follow the star. It took them quite a while to get. Oh, we got to Bethlehem.
所以他们要这么久的艰辛路程中有天气的困难。有这些危险等等的。
And then we find the Bible says, something led them to Jesus.
然后圣经告诉我们，有一个东西把他们引领到耶稣那里。
Because the Bible says that they came to Jerusalem and they asked.Where is the one who was been born king of the Jews? We saw his star from when it rose and have come to worship him.
So we see Matthew 福音二章二节就说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
So we know, first of all, then it was the star that led the wise men came to Jesus.
所以我们知道第一是星星把他们引领到耶稣那里去。
Now the star appeared two times at least.
那我们知道这个星星起码是显现的有两次。
Because when they get to Bethlehem, apparently they didn't see the star at that time.
所以我们知道他们到了伯利恒的时候，他们并没有看到这个星星。
And at least King Herod and his court didn't see it.
我们知道希律王跟他的这些臣子们也没有看到。
But then when they went to look for Jesus in Bethlehem, then they saw the star appear the second time.
所以当他们到伯利恒去寻找耶稣的时候，他们就看到星星第二次的显现。
In fact, this time they saw the star seems to be moving towards south.
这一次他不但看到星星，看到星星是在往南方在移动。
That's how they found Jesus.
这就是他们如何找到耶稣。
Now, many scholars today, if you go to the internet, you'll find out many people have many theories about what the stars were.
我们知道很多的资料，很多的历史，很多学者有很多各种对这个星星的各种不同的说法。
And many scientists think that maybe it is a conjunction with Jupiter and other planets together, so that's why make big stars.
有些这个所谓科学家很可能说是很多的星星他们愈合在一起，变成一个很闪亮的星星。
But many of these are just theories. We don't know for sure.
不过这是也是就是一个说法罢了，我们不知道到底是不是。
But this day, I can tell you there is something, a very historical record, tell us about this star.
但是我知道有一个历史的证据，有记载告诉我们有关这个星星的事。
Where is that record?
这个记录在哪里呢，各位？
Chinese history.
中国历史中有记载这样的星星。
You know that Jesus was born, according to all the scholars today, most likely he was born about 5 BC, 4 or 5 BC.
根据这个多数的学者的研究，认为耶稣很可能是在主前五年出生的。
Well, you see, Pastor, there's something wrong. Jesus is supposed to be born in 0 BC or 1 BC. Why is it 4 or 5 BC?
他说，牧师，你有没有搞错啊？我们都认为，既然是耶稣生前生后来定这年份，那耶稣应该是在纪元第一年或是零年出生，怎么是纪年前出生呢？
Most likely is because the Roman scholar or the Catholic scholar who decided the birth of Jesus at the time, they made a major, major mistake.
因为很可能是一个罗马的学者或者是一个天主教的一个学者，他在计算这个年代的时候犯了一个错误。
Because according to all the historical record we know,Herod the king, the cruel king, died in 4 BC.
因为根据所有历史记载，这位大希律王他是在主前四年去世的。
Now, if he died 4 BC, then Jesus must have been born earlier, which would be 5 BC, right?
Yeah. 如果是这个希律王，他看到这个是在主前四年去世的话，那我们主耶稣诞生的日子应该是在这个之前才对。
And we look at the Chinese history or record, that's the time of the Han Dynasty of China.
那我们看到这个耶稣诞生的日子，也就是中国的东汉的年代。
And in Han Dynasty, it was truly recorded very clear history because.In those days, the king and the court, they have clear history about each king, how long they live and all that. And at that time, very interesting, from the history of Han, from Han's history, it tells us that a special star appeared in the constellation of Cabrion. In Chinese, it's千牛星。
千牛星。
Yes.
OK. 那我们知道中国历史就记载各历代的朝代君王的事情，然后根据的记载 这个他们就是天象也显现有一个很亮的星，就是所谓的
在星牵牛星座，
所谓牵牛星座那个地方，他们这个天象观天象的时候有这个一个观察。
Now they have specific day. They said the star appear in the king's second year and second month. That is equal to 5 BC.March 9 to April 6. For 70 days, the star appeared.
根据历史的记载，这些他们观察说，这个星星大概是在当时君王的第二年的开始，然后一直显现，从3月9号一直显现到4月6号。
They call it a comet.
他们说它这是一个所谓的运星吧，是不是？
But...Perhaps it's not. Probably it will be a supernova, a very bright star, in the sky.
很可能就是一个非常亮的一个星座。
And the history of Han, our Chinese history said that the king and all the people in the court, the great court's people, the official, feel that this is a new generation had come.To China, they asked the king to change the king's title and change the history of China at that time.
所以当时因为是这样一个非常震动整个朝廷的事情，包括皇帝在内，所以他们就建议这个皇帝要改朝换代，把他的名号要改。
So most likely then, Jesus was born in March.
所以很可能
5 BC
耶稣在主前五年三月生的。
That is the time where the shepherds can also went out to the wilderness and take care of the sheep.
也是在三月的时候，那个在那个地方的牧羊人可以到野外去牧羊。
So Christmas is not in December.
啊，所以我们先知道哈，大家记得圣诞节不是什么
？Why?
不是十二月啊。
Because in those it will be too cold.
因为如果十二月的话，那就太冷了。
Shepherds cannot get out.
呀，那个牧羊人不可能把羊到郊外去牧羊了，太冷了。
But the Chinese history is very interesting. It records the star reappear again.
中国历史记载这个星座非常的特别，它记载说这个星座又突然又出现了。
According to the official court record, 13 months later, the star reappeared again in the same constellation.
根据这个中国历史的记载，同样这个星座在13个月以后又同样在这个地方显现。
And even the Korean history mentioned that a little bit.
Yeah, 连韩国的历史也有记载这么一回事。
So we know that the star appeared in the east.
所以我们知道这个星星是显现在从东方开始显现的。
We know that it's a fact.
我们也知道这是一个历史的事实。
And so the wise men came to look for Jesus.
所以我们看到这个博士们从东方来寻找耶稣。
Some people say that all these wise men probably astrologer. I mean, they worship other things too. What's so big deal about that?
所以有人说这些所谓的博士很可能就是所谓观星象的，然后他们也崇拜别的神呢，这有什么了不起的呢
？But don't forget, this magi, this special wise men, were court official.At that time, they were scholars.
但别忘了，这些的博士，他们是当时在他们朝廷中是很有高深学问地位的一个学者。
Not only in China, but wherever they are, may Persian court or Indian court, they were scholar. They study and they were revered and respected by their people.
不管他们是波斯来的也好，中国来的也好，印度来的也好，在当代都是非常受人尊敬的学者。
We are not saying that today we have to look at the stars and then know what we believe.
我们不是说今天我们看到星星才相信，知道我们相信的是什么。
But that was a very special nova, great star appointed by God to show these Magi that in they should come to look for Jesus.
但是这个特信心是非常特别的，特别显现给这博士，以至于引领他们来寻找耶稣。
And these are the people that come to look for Jesus and to worship Him.
所以他们这些博士们，他们来了以后，就要来又来敬拜敬拜耶稣。
Now look at the Bible says.And when the wise men came to ask King Herod, where is Jesus? Then King asked all the people of the chief priests and the teacher of the law and asked them, where's the Messiah to be born? In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied. For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
所以当希律召了这博士问了这些话以后，他就召把他的所谓的祭司跟民间这些有学问的文士都叫来问他们说，基督当生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记者说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，并牧养我以色列民。
So we can conclude not only the star let the Magi came to Jesus.
所以不但这个星星把这个博士们引领到耶稣那里
，but also the Bible let them to Bethlehem.
同时这个圣经也把他们引领到耶稣那里。
It was the scripture in the book of Micah tell the people, and they all knew, the Jews knew, that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem.
是圣经里面的弥迦书所记载的，所以这些犹太人他们都知道，将来有个弥赛亚是要在伯利恒出生的。
And he would be the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
然后他将是万王之王。
So not only they knew he was born in Bethlehem, but notice where Jesus was at that time.
不但是他们知道是在伯利恒这个城，
now, usually,
也知道一个确定的地点是耶稣降生的地点。
Christmas time, you see a manger with a baby, right?
Yeah, 我们通常就是在圣诞节庆祝就会有个马槽，
and
有个小 baby.
The shepherd came to worship Jesus, right?
然后牧羊人都来敬拜耶稣。
At that time, did the wise men come?
当那个牧羊人来敬拜耶稣的时候，有没有博士呢？博士是不是也在当下呢？
No.
没有的。
Wise men was not there yet.
因为博士们还没到呢。
They just saw the stars.
他们才看到这个星星。
They have to prepare.
他们要准备。
For maybe a couple months.
然后可能要好几个月要准备工作。
And then took them long time to get to Bethlehem.
然后要经过一阵子才能够到伯利恒去。
At that time, Jesus was not in the manger in the cave anymore.
当他们到达的时候，耶稣基督已经不是一个小 baby 在马槽里面的。
Notice what the Bible said. Where was Jesus?
我们看圣经告诉我们耶稣在哪里。
On coming to the manger, no.To the house. And they saw the child with his mother, not baby no more. He saw the child with Mary.
So he entered the house, saw the child and his mother Mary.
They bowed down like the children did, you know, bow all the way and present the gift to Jesus.
They bowed down like the children did, you know, bow all the way
What are the free gifts?
三个什么礼物呢?
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
乳香末药。
Now, these have some important representation.
这三样礼物有它特别的意义。
Gold represents Jesus as King, King of Kings. That's very important.
所以黄金代表他的他是王。万王之王。
And frankincense represents something to offer to God. The priests use frankincense and burn that to offer to God all the time.
那 那我们说乳香是用祭司们在献祭的时候用这个乳香献给神的。
It was in the temple in the Holy of Holy all the time.
是在圣殿里面的圣殿中的圣殿里面所
烧的。So that represent priest. Jesus was the priest.
所以这代表他是祭司的身份。
He brought people to God.
他怎么样引领百姓到神的面前
？And how does he do it? How did he do it?
他是如何的引领百姓到神的面前
？Myrrh, myrrh,
就是用
乳香。
乳香。
Myrrh represent to embalm people, the dead people. They cover them with ointment with myrrh.
刚刚是一讲墨药，墨药是代表，就是说当人就是死后以后，用墨药来抹他的身体。
That shows that Jesus must die.
也表示说耶稣必须为我们而死。
So the wise men show us who Jesus was.
所以博士们他们礼物就告诉我们耶稣是怎么样一个
身份。So we find out what happened after they came to meet Jesus and worship him.
所以我们看到当他们找到耶稣以后敬拜神以后发生的事情。
Now we.Find that Bible's very interesting. Tell us, they did not follow the king's order anymore. They follow God. The Holy Spirit told them to go another way, go home another way.
So we see that when they meet Jesus, what was their experience? What was the result? We see that the Bible tells us that because he was in a dream, he was told to not go back to see Sili.就从别的路回到本地去了。
So all of us together, when we worship Jesus, we need to go home in a different manner, in a different route, in a different way.
也告诉我们，当我们遇见了主以后，我们不能再回到原来的老路，我们要从一个新的道路回去。
That means that in our heart, we are renewed and we follow God now. We don't follow the king.We don't follow other things, but follow Holy Spirit.
也告诉我们说，不要再回去见希律，我们也不要再有别的神，我们要由圣灵来带领我们，让我们能够去跟随的是主耶稣基督。
In other words, our life must be changed.
换句话说，我们的生命是必须要有所改变的。
We all know our life has problems sometimes.
我们都知道我们的生命是有问题的。
We need to improve, right?
我们必须要更好啊。
But by man's method cannot do it.
但是我们人常常觉得有心无力。
Only God can really change us.
只有神才能够真正的改变我们。
And after God has changed us,
yeah, 神必改变我们。
Then we will follow His teaching, and our life will become what God wants.
然后我们就会听从他的教训，然后我们的生命就会越来越像主。
Then you would experience power of God in your life, just as it has come upon us.
所以你就会才能够经历一下神在你生命中的大能，你才能够经历到这个大能。
For this Christmas, I received my first Christmas card several weeks ago.
今年的圣诞节我大概是好几个礼拜以前我接到我第一张圣诞卡。
And in that Christmas card, there was a beautiful picture of a lady and her son.
在这个圣诞卡里面有一张非常美的图片就是一个女士跟她的儿子。
When my wife and I saw that, we were filled with wonder of the power of God.
当我跟我太太看到这个照图片以后，我们的心里充满了一种觉得很美好，很奇妙。
Why?
为什么
？Because when I was a pastor in Sacramento at that time, the church is still there today, about 800 people, I believe.
所以我第一个牧会的教会是在撒加缅度的一个教会。
Now it's called the Laguna Chinese Baptist. They moved to another town. And this, at that time, this young lady was just in high school at that time.
那这位女士当时我在牧会的时候，她大概就是高中生吧。
She was in a Christian family.
他是生在一个基督教的家庭里面。
She has brothers.
他有兄弟。
She was a Christian.
他也是一个基督徒。
But then her mind go haywire.
但是他有一度，他的整个的身心就好像变得有点混乱，有点疯狂。
He had to be sent into mental hospital.
到一个地步必须送到这个精神病院去疗养。
Then of course the church prayed for her.
那当然整个教会就为他祷告了。
And I had to visit her all the time.
那我就常常去探访她。
I forget how many times I go there and pray for her.
我都忘了我有多少次去探访她，为她祷告。
But it is such a heavy burden upon the church and myself.
但是对整个教会跟我来说都是一个非常重大的负
担。You're supposed to be a Christian girl.
你应该是一个基督徒的女孩。
Why would her mind go wrong?
那你为什么身心会变得疯狂呢？
We couldn't accept it.
我们没有办法接受。
We couldn't understand it.
我们也没法明白。
We pray for her all the time.
我们一直不断为她祷告。
For years, 2 years.
一年两年。
The whole church is burdened by this problem.
整个的教会就为这个负担所来背负这个负担。
It was very tough on us.
对我们来说，的确是非常的艰辛。
Why, God? Why do you do things like that?
有人就问神，你为什么让这种事情发生呢
？Why couldn't you answer our prayer and heal this girl?
你为什么不能够答应我们祷告，医治这位姐妹呢
？We have no answer.
我们没有答案。
Even when I left the church.We still have no answer.
一直到我离开那个教会的时候，我们还是没有答案。
But guess what?
但是
，I received that beautiful picture of her just a month ago.
但是在几个礼拜以前，我就接到这个圣诞卡，里面有她跟她的儿子的照片。
And a Christmas letter.
And 还有一个圣诞节的信。
She was married.
结了婚了。
Her mind's become well,
他的心智也非常的清楚了。
And her two children graduate from university.
两个孩子都大学毕业了。
One of the son just graduated from in Japan, got a master's degree in Japan.
哦，有个儿子他到日本去读了一个硕士，还毕业了。
And I know her husband too.
我也认识他的先生。
Wonderful Christian,
非常好的基督徒。
In fact.I should have said that I met here in March. I saw her myself.
Oh, 在今年三月的时候，我还跟她见了面，这位姐妹。
That's why she sent me the Christmas card.
也这是为什么她会寄一个圣诞卡给我。
We could not believe what God had done and changed her whole life.
我们无法相信神如何是改变她的整个的生命。
God answers prayer.
神是。
Sometimes may take a little time.
神是答应祷告的神，有时候会要经过一个时段。
But such a tough case, seemingly hopeless case, but now look at it, a wonderful family, and God has blessed her, and God has even blessed her children.
Yeah, 当初觉得这是一个好像一个很没有希望、很困难的一个案例，但是我们看到。后来神是如何的祝福他全家，祝福他的儿女。
That's why Jesus come.
这就是为什么神耶稣基督要降世的
原因。Change our lives.
改变我们的生命。
Change our mind.
改变我们的心灵。
Change our heart.
改变我们的心。
Change our spirit.
改变我们的灵。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our heavenly Father.
我们的天父。
We thank you that you are mighty God.
我们感谢你是一个全能的神。
Thank you that your Son is the head of the church.
我们感谢你，神为我们教会的元首。
We are member of His body.
我们是他身体的一部分。
We know you will answer prayer.
我们知道你是答应祷告的神。
We know that you will touch our lives.
我们知道你也会触摸到我们的生命。
We confess many times we fail you.
我们承认我们多次我们都是失败了。
And we thank you that you can forgive us.
我们也感谢你能够原谅我们。
And you will change us.
你会改变我们。
You answer our prayer.
你答应我们的祷告。
You bless us.
你祝福我们。
We pray that you bless every person here today.
我们求你能够祝福我们在座的所有的每一位人。
Not only us, but also our family too. too.
不但是我们，还有我们的家人。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们向他感谢，祈求奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Would you join?